right, so the open border and the rejection of American principles, institutions, and ideals is turning us into the Roman Empire in the last days far too fast. Just seems like it, doesn't it? Just feels ominous. Another day, another violent attack by an illegal alien, this time in Missouri. Listen to this one.
Homeland Security told police Herrera Maya entered the states in 2021 through Eagle Pass, Texas.
No matter who's committing the crime, whether they be illegal or here legally, the Ophala Missouri Police Department is going to take it seriously.
According to court documents, Herrera Maya was in the Highlander laundromat with a neighbor who was also the victim. Eventually, he hit the victim inside the business and chased them into a parking lot where he stabbed them in the back. Another person came to their aid. They were stabbed, too. Then police say they quickly picked him up in his car.
Our detective bureau took over the investigation and obtained a confession.
Harris says Homeland Security told them Herrera Maya had a detainer from ICE.
Already had a detainer from ICE. And there he is, stabbing people at the laundromat. How nice. Meanwhile, another global criminal found in the United States, he was running his criminal operation out of a shelter for illegals. Oh, yeah, running his operation from one of these shelters that we have provided. Listen to this one.
One of the world's most wanted fugitives and reportedly one of the top leaders of a Colombian criminal gang was captured near San Antonio, Texas, after a sweeping investigation that involved multiple law enforcement. 29-year-old Adderbeis Perea was on Interpol's top 10 most wanted, tied to at least four murders, drug trafficking, and with warrants out of Bogota, Colombia. Law enforcement say he crossed the border on January 2nd and requested political asylum on January 7th from Venezuela. He was also allowed into this country and released, but investigators reportedly discovered on January 27th he and his gang members were using a migrant shelter in Texas, of all places, for their operations. That's when the FBI and Homeland Security began their intense search for him.
And here is there it is, one after another. And here's another violent attack from an illegal. Here in the United States, it just never seems to end. Listen.
Homeland Security now confirming previous Fox News reporting that Corey Alvarez, the 26-year-old Haitian national charged with raping a disabled teenager at a migrant shelter in Massachusetts, entered the United States last summer under President Biden's controversial parole program. Under the program, he was able to fly into New York City directly from Haiti and granted 2 years of humanitarian parole, which allowed him to work in the United States.
How many examples of this ongoing failure do you need? Or maybe it's really successful. Maybe it's really successful because this is the plan. Let's get down to brass tacks for a moment, okay? Because we spent a lot of time blaming Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, and they deserve the blame they get. However, there's plenty of blame to go around. And if you think the politicians and the corporate media are working in a vacuum, boy, would you be wrong. You see, the giant corporations are just as guilty and push just as hard to destroy America because the insatiable greed is also powering the invasion of Americans by these people. They have no respect for what we are or who we are, none. And honestly, that could be said of the modern-day robber barons that are these giant corporations. Do you think Walmart actually cares what you think, or Amazon, or Google? No, they don't give a rat's ass about you, your family, or your cute little American flag. They care about money, power, and control. And by the way, that goes for big government, big tech, big pharma, big everything. They're rolling us over, turning the American dream into dust. They're pulverizing and destroying every last good thing we have stood for, died for, and defended for almost 250 years. The open border is an open invitation to screw us over once and for all. So the Davos crowd can drink champagne on America's grave. How about those American companies hiring illegals and bragging about it while screwing all of us? Listen to what I have here. Go.
Tyson is committing to hiring 2,500 refugees over the next 3 years as part of the broader coalition of companies.
As we've been investing in refugee hiring, it has delivered nothing but goodness into our workforce.
Employing refugees is doing good, but also a great and smart thing to do from a business perspective.
We're so honored to be part of an effort where companies can come together under leadership like Kent and do really good things for our country and for refugees.
For Amazon, we're so much stronger because we have such a diverse workforce.
I mean, this could be a super powerful movement. If you can provide brighter futures through employment, you help create a better future for everybody.
It's embedded in the culture that refugees and immigrants made this country what it is today.
You know, one thing I want to share with the companies, please hire refugees. You will find hard workers, smart, intelligent, and loyal.
I'm excited to announce today on behalf of Pfizer.
Yeah, there you have it. It just goes on and on and on. The first one there, Tyson, of course, closing their facility in Iowa to hire illegals at a fraction of the money. Sorry, I might have got a bit dark there, but I promise you every single day here on this program, I'm going to be brutally honest. That's about as brutal as it gets. All of these companies hiring all of these people for a fraction of what they're paying American citizens. That's the screwing of America, right? So as much as the decision goes to allow Texas, hopefully, to enforce border security, we have a long way to go. Seems to me that it's a nice start, the possibility of having Texas defend itself. But we have so much work to do, so many sheep among us. It may prove to be a bit impossible. It's 2024, and I walk among sheep, mindless creatures with not one God-given defense, not stealth, not strength, not speed, not teeth, and certainly not intelligence. The sheep I walk with are slow, stupid, and gullible. Plus, at some point, they might taste good, too. Think about that, sheep. Make sure you're prepared for whatever comes next. I say that with all seriousness. Make sure you are prepared. I don't trust these people to get anything right. And I'm not sure they'll ever allow Donald Trump to be president. I'm not sure they'll ever allow that to happen. Something else to consider. I'm going to vote. You should vote. You should get involved. Do everything you can. But be aware it might not be enough, no matter how hard you work. That's the sobering truth today. I'm going to take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.